All right, a good tavach. We're in the middle of Siv Chav Dalad. Siv Chav Dalad was a difficult Siv, was probably the most difficult Siv in this whole Siman. Basically, in a nutshell, just what we should take out from the Mechaba of Siv Chav Dalad is that even though an Isha has a Chiv to be provided for her Mezainis, still nevertheless a Baal Chayv comes before her, unless it's a Baal Chayv which is a Milva Al Peh. If it's only a milva al peh, loim your boy for the mezainis that she borrowed in the past. She borrowed money to be fed in the past, but it's yitochen even for future mezainis, if she's going up against a milva al peh, there'll be chokin, it'll be shava b'shava. So what means is that even though we had mentioned earlier, Sif, maybe in Sif Chalkim, we mentioned earlier on that the minig is today that we don't go so hard on the Baalei Chayv, on the Leiva. We allow some food for the wife, and we don't mamish go Keshurus Hadin. Here we see that even Keshurus Hadin, often, she's entitled to get Mezainis. At least Chalkim, she's entitled to get as much as the Baal Chayv does, she's entitled to get also to be supported. And most Chayvis Bezmaneinu are Milva Alpez, and not Milva Bashaz. Because even if they write it down, it doesn't have a Huchashtar, it doesn't have two Eidim, it doesn't have, if it's more than one page, so then it's not signed both pages very often. There are a lot, many issues in experience, I would say, 80, 90% maybe. Of well, I shouldn't say chayvis, because sometimes chayvis are done right if it's a gemach, but many, many chayvis are milva al pez, and therefore she'd be entitled, meikar hadin, she'd be entitled to collect at least chokin, shava b'shava, with the baal chayv. So that supports, so to speak, somewhat our minig. All right, let's move on. Let's do the Ramah in Sif Chav Dalet. Hopefully tonight we'll cover a few sifim. Sok the Ramah, mihu, imoiz nadunyasa aydain biyada. If she brought in money as an nadunya into the chasna and she didn't give it over to the baal yet, it's still by her father. She could hold on to those nadunya, the mois nadunya, for her mezainis. We're going to believe that. Hopefully, get back to it in Sif Chavav. It goes into this once again. So let's just leave it for now. Let's continue. Here's a geshmaka story. Reuven, sorry. Is there a chiddush in it? You're going to see in Siv Kavad, there's going to be a chiddush in it. Hopefully, we'll see. Let's get there. If Reuven was chayiv, Reuven is a loiva, and he owes money to a guy. V'tavu b'dinei akum, so the guy took him to court, b'dinei akum. U'ba'asa ha'isha im ksubasa, and by lua, by the guy shalua, she has kedima. She has a right to get paid for her ksuba, for alimony, before the creditors get paid. So what she did is she came to court, claimed that she wants her ksuba, and she ended up being mesalek all the goyisha balechavis, all the creditors, because she comes first. So now she's got the money.
And that means that she got the ksuba, that means she had to get?
No, they're still married.
She's
still married, but they hold that the women have kedima, so we want to make sure that even a misa, right? She has what to be supported from, lacha misa or lacha gerishin, so she has kedima, that's what they hold. So she ended up getting it. Now, a different creditor, Shimon, a Yiddish creditor, heard it that she took the money. Now Shimon the Malva Yisrael came. The Yiddish creditor said, "You have the money. It's not rightfully yours." The din is with the malva. The Yiddish malva wins. The ksuba that she took, she's not entitled to. She took it mechaim. She's still married to the guy, so she's not entitled to the ksuba. So memele, the Yiddish baal chayv, has kedima and can take it away from her. A goyish creditor, an isha, and a Yiddish creditor. She was masalik the goyish creditor, b'dinehem. So then the Yiddish creditor goes, takes her to a din Torah and wins because he has kedima over her in the Yiddish din Torah.
Why
does it come first before what? Yeah, well, come first. What was going to help come first? If it's talking about a case that if he had would have gone to court, he would have lost, because they would have honored the Goyisha creditors first. Either the Goyisha creditors are Kedima B'chayv, they gave the money first, or even if not, the secondary, the Paiskim talk about a case that he didn't, the Yiddish B'chayv, didn't have proper paperwork that will be honored in court. So the courts won't handle with that. They'll only give it to their milva b'shtar or the b'chukosim that their shtars are done properly. So had the Yiddish guy come to court, he would have lost. So what he did, he sat pretty, waited for her to be metallic the goyim, and then he went ahead and he took her to the entire and got the money from her. That's the story. Very in Kishmak, a story. And the Rama says, he's right. The Yiddish b'chayv is right. He could take it away. Good. Okay, so let's go into an Indian rabbi. I know it's a little off topic, so we're going to try to keep it bekitzer, but there's a concept in Chazal called Ishaskis. That is, let's give the classical case of Ishaskis. Gemara Bava Kama Dav Ches. The Gemara says like this: a bachoiv, when he comes to collect, collects from Beinonis. If the Leiv has, let's say, three fields, Idis, Beinis, and Zibiris, he could only collect from Beinis. He's not entitled to collect from Idis. Now, what happens if the bachoiv sold off his assets to somebody else, to a lokeach? The Baal Chayv has no right to go to the lokeach. He first has to go to the loiva. If the loiva doesn't have any money, then he goes to the lokeach. He has a milva b'shtar, he has a shibud nechasim, he has a right to go after the lokeach that bought a field after he gave the alva. But kol zman the loiva has something, even zibiris, he has no right to go after the lokeach. The lokeach bought up all the idis and all the beninus of the loiva and left one fishtuk in the field, a ziboris, but the loiva tough. The bachayv only could go after the loiva. He has no right to go after the lokeach, cause man the loiva has some assets. Good? Maisa shahoya in the Gemara kachoya that a loiva had three fields, idis, beninus, and ziboris, and he sold all three to one lokeach. But he sold it in the order, the Fakat order. He first sold off the Idis and Zibiris, the Benis and Zibiris. And then the last field that he sold was Idis to the Lakech. So now, the Baal Choy goes to the Leivim. I don't have any money. Sorry. Fine. Beseidus to the Lakech. Beseidus, I'll go to the Lakech. So now the Baal Choy is coming to the Lakech. Me'ikr Hadin, the Baal Choy has a right to go to the Lakech and ask for the Idis now. Why? Because since Idis was the last karka purchased, when the lokeach only purchased the benis and zibaris, freeze for the moment. So benis and zibaris is by the lokeach, and the idis is by the loiva, the marva will collect from the idis, because that's all the loiva has. Right, correct. Doesn't make a difference, because that's the last piece of land by the loiva, so that's the first crack that the marva has. It's, you know, First in, first out. Well, this is last out, first in. Lofi, whatever. But that's how it's going to be. The last karka that the loiva gets rid of, that's the karka that the malva is going to seize. Good? So the malva goes to the lokeach and says, Rabid, you bought all three, but idis you bought last. I want idis. So the lokeach is a chacham. The lokeach says, look, if you want, and you want to behave, I'll give you beinis kedin. If you're going to cause trouble and mon idis, which is really more than you deserve, then I'm going to play a shtickle on you. I'll just give back the zibayis to the loiva and stick you, and then you'll have to eat the zibayis. So you better behave, and therefore only take benis. Ishaskis, if you keep quiet and you're happy to take benis, shaskis, beseidah, we have a deal. Tamanisht, you're going to be tough on me and ask for the idis, then I'm going to be tough on you, and I'm going to hadris, I'm going to send back the zibaris to the loiva, and you're going to be stuck with the zibaris. That's the Gemara. There's a concept in Chazal called Ishaskis. It means, I have the right. What the lumnus is, a major shaila, major mavuch, it's not really for now, but in just take out from the sugya that I have a right to negotiate. I have a right to undo what I did to win. I have a right to undo my purchase on the Zibiris and give it back and put it in the exact same position where it was before I got involved, if that's going to help me. I could do that. And Mamela, I could cut a deal. I have that schus. So Mamela frekta tumim like this. Tumim says, how could Rama Paskin over here that the Yiddish Baal Choyv takes away from the Isha? Let the Isha tiny Isha ask us. If you're going to behave and don't take this away from me, Beseda. You're going to mourn to take it away from me because you have a right kadima? Then you're going to play hard? I'll play hard. What I'll do is I'll go back to court and I'll tell the court, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't need the ksuba. I don't need the nadunya. You can have it. I'd be talking and I go, Baruch Hu, no problem. You could have it. And what will happen? They will be back into the court system. The creditors, the goyish guys, will then seize the assets. So you, Yiddisha Malva, will end up with nothing. So you better behave. You better not touch it. Because if you're going to touch it, you're going to play hard on me, you know you're going to end up without anything. Anyway, I'm going to go take it and give it back to the goyim, and they'll collect it.
Nothing either way. Not the same here, we get something here.
Oh, okay, we'll get to it.
Unless you split it. The only one that stands to lose is the Isha. The Malva won't get it either way. The Isha's going to lose.
What do you mean the Malva will get it anyway?
The Malva's not getting it.
No, the Malva wants to take it, the Malva has a right. The Ramos says the Malva has a right.
Don't take it.
Don't take it, because if you're going to want to play hard and try to chip at me, I'm going to send it back to the guy, and you're not going to get it.
Either way, he's not getting it. The Isha's not getting it tidy, because either you don't take it or the guy. So if you want to chip at me, so fine.
He's chipping me, I'll chip at you. I'll play hard.
So don't chip at me, because otherwise you will have to fight with the guy.
What is she getting?
Why?
She's only
Okay, very good. So the Olam is really saying basically Uhul to Terutzim on the Shaila. But let me just go through. This is the Shaila of the Tumim. Then the Tumim says like this, Yitachein, they can make a Chilik. What's a Chilik? The Chilik is that when we say Ishaskis, is when we say Pshat is that I could put it back to the Loiva, I can give it back to the Loiva, and therefore I have this Chus. I get the schus of the loiva. I get his schus. Just like if the loiva would have all three, he wouldn't have to give you the idis. So I could do the same shtickle. I could give back the zibaris to the loiva and force you not to get the idis. So therefore, I sort of inherit, I'm a bami koicha, I get his schus. Mamela zakta tumim. But over here, she's not coming mikoyach the goisha creditors. It's not like she bought it off the Goyisha creditors, so she's coming mikoicham, so she could say, I'll give it back to them where it was before I got involved. Before she got involved, it wasn't by the Goyim. Before she got involved, it was by the Loiva, her husband. It's just she's saying, I could put it back into a very precarious matzav, that now the Goyisha creditors will collect. But I'm not coming, I'm the Isha, I'm not coming mikoicham of the Goyim. I don't have that schus. The Loiva has zero schus here. The Loiva for sure loses. The husband for sure loses. So she only came mikoich her husband. So how could she be better than her husband? She could do extortion. If you chap on me, extortion not permissible in Torah. You can't. Oh, if you play with me, I'm going to play with you. That's not the word of Ishaskas. Ishaskas is, it's somehow I take over the koyach that I'm bami koyach because I could put it right back there. Here, I'm not a bami koyach the goyim. I'm not. So Mamela, he doesn't pass Ishaskas over here. Then he says, V'nir detalya b'machleik is sma and shach and kuf yitches. What he means to say is, and it's an arichas over there, I just want to take out. What he means to say is that the Shach Mamish says this type of a svara, that you only say ishaskis is if you're bo mikoichoi, if you're going to put it back to a certain place, and you take over that person's koyach. But if you got it from a third party, and that third party doesn't have a koyach, then you can't say ishaskis. Mamela, what the Tumim Lechoyim means to say is that light the Shach over there is very gishmak, that you cannot say Yishaskas over here because she's not a bami koyach, somebody who has the ability to stop the malva. Mashenking like the sma over there who argues with the shak, so then we're going to have a problem over here. Why don't you have Yishaskas? But that's how the Tumim says it. Barichas in the Kitzin, the Urim, he again, he has the kash, and he says, Ayin sma v'shak over there in Kuf Yudchas. The problem is if you look over the in the sma shak, is that the shach is what I told you, and that's correct. The Tumim would be right that there's no ishaskis. But the problem is that this ma also has a svara. See, let me back up a bit. In Kuf Yudches is Mavura case, that also all the G'day L'Achreinu are muching, why isn't the ishaskis over there? And everyone says the teretz. So the shach says the teretz I just told you. So Mele Tumim says, that teretz over there will work for here too. But what was it? The Sma also gave a teretz over there, and the Sma's teretz is going to work for here too. What was the Sma's teretz? The Sma over there said that the only time you say Ishaskis is if the Lakeach, who's trying to say Ishaskis, the person trying to say Ishaskis, gains from the deal. So then you know for sure he's going to carry out with his threat. Lamashal. Let's say our case of a Lakeach that he has. It is Ben and Sibaris. You're chapering me.
Wait, 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 wait.
Sorry? Okay, it's a major makhluk. You're showing him, it's, you're asking good, it's really not, I just want to give the structure. But this, so the case was, let's say, it is Benis and Ziburis. So the Lokeik tells the person, you better keep quiet and I'll give you Benis. Because Tamanisht, I'm going to stiff you and stick you with Ziburis. So that makes sense. He will carry through with his threat. Because otherwise he's going to end up losing. The guy is going to have to give up Idis. So he's going to make sure that if you play Arbol, I'll play Arbol. He for sure will play Arbol, give back the Ziburis to the Loiva, and make sure that he'll end up to keep the Idis. But if you'll have a case where the person who's trying to claim Yishaskes will not gain, will not, there's no mile either way, and he's just extortion. You better not start up with me, because if you do, I'll fix your wagon. So what? But you're ending up with nothing. So I could tell you back, l'chi sada. Okay, go. Let me see you give it back. Anyway, you're not going to win. So here too, l'chayr, you have the same thing. If the isha goes ahead, and it's joshing, what's she saying? You better be quiet, because Tamanish, I'm going to give it back to the goyisha creditors. Okay, so give it back. Let me see, go ahead, carry through with your threat. Let me see you give it back. You're not gaining anything. Either way, you're going to lose. Either I take it or Goyim take it. So either way, you're not gaining anything. So Meikha Teisa, you're going to carry through with that threat. Memela, we don't say the Svara of Yishaskes. So if that's a Smaz Teres over there, okay, the Smaz Teres will work for here too. So again, it's not like the Tumim. Or, I don't say, not like the Tumim's Kasha. And the Tumim sounds like that like the Shema, he would have a Kasha, like the Shachnat. Like both of them, he wouldn't have a Kasha. The Shema, like, the Shema laid his teretz, and the Shach laid his teretz. The Aruch HaShulchan, I want to just be mice of one more Nakuda, a very important Nakuda. The Tumim himself had entertained a svara when he was saying over the Kasha Yishaskes, he entertained such a svara that maybe over here we're talking about only that the Yiddish Malva preceded the Goyish Malva. His chayv started first. Memela, if let's say the two Malvas, Yiddish and Goyish Malva, would come to Bezdin, Bezdin would award the Yiddish Malva because he was first. He has Din Kadima. So Mamela Zaktatum, Bechagav, I understand what it doesn't pass as far as Vishaskis. Because over there, what she's shashing him, she's saying that really I know that you come first, Bedin, even before the Goyim. But if you're going to start up with me, I'm going to put it into the Goyim's hands, Shalai Kedin, and you won't be able to get it away from them. That the Tumim says you can't do. You can't strash it to do something shalai kedin. You're being mazik shibudu shachaveray. The Yiddish Malva is first. He's entitled to collect from it. So you can't strash and say, oh, I'll give it to the Goyim, and the Goyim don't care about the Yidden, and they don't care about the Yiddish Shachavis, and they're not going to give it to you, and Bailey, you better behave. You can't do that. Then you'd be an avli. You'd be doing an issa. You're being mazik shibudu shachaveray. So he says, like that, he understands why he doesn't have a kasha. He just asking that, what happens if the Goyish Malva was first, and the Yiddish Malva came second? She should be able to tiny shaskas, because Kedin, the Goyim, have a right to collect before the Yiddish Malva. That's the Tumim's kasha. The Maisa is, the Aruch HaShulchan brings, and the Tumim fares eyes, and he says, but from the Ramah, you see, not like that, because Ramah, Stimas Advarim, it's Mashma, that doesn't make a difference whose Chayiv came first. But the Yiddish Chayiv came first, Goyish Chayiv came first, no matter what, the Yiddish Malva is going to win. Mamela, that's why he started to come on to his new Chilek. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Tumim as saying that the Tumim says that this Ramah is talking about only when the Yiddish Malva came first. Because if the Goyish Malva came first, she has a right to tie the Ishaskis, V'cheiner Eka, and he passes like the Tumim. That's a Pella. Because the Tumim said, Lahedet the Ramah is Zichah not saying like him. He tried to say that Chilak, but he's saying the Ramah is not like him. But the Okashukat said that the Tumim said that the Ramah said that, and V'chein Ikka. And even the V'chein Ikka is a problem, because like I said, side the Shach over there, inside the Sma over there, the Chari has a Teretz to the Ishaskis. And I would be moisiv on the kash is that the Aruch HaShulchan himself also has a teretz in Kuf Yud Ches. The Aruch HaShulchan has a teretz in Kuf Yud Ches that the only time we say Ishaskis is if you lower the ability to collect. You go from an idis to a benis to a ziburis. So then we'll say Ishaskis, safe call safe, at least the mav is getting paid back. But to say Ishaskis, to invoke an Ishaskis where you're going to cut the guy out in Gansin, that you don't do. That you can't do Ishaskis. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan over there. The Chared Aruch HaShulchan's Zaris was also Shtim over here. She's going to claim Ishaskis and cut the Yiddish Malv out in Gansin and send it back to the Goyish creditors. That we don't do. We don't do Ishaskis all the way. So, the kids, like the Smash Zaris over there, the Shach Zaris over there, the Aruch HaShulchan's Zaris over there, the Chared is Miyushav over here too. While the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, like the Tumim's Kash, is a Pala. The Ulam HaMishpat, sorry, the Avnei HaChoshen has a geshmaket eretz that makes the whole kasha heptak nishon. And that was, I think, what Charlie was wanted to say, is that over here, Bechlal doesn't pass Yishaskis. And that is, that when do we say Yishaskis, the pshat is, I bought it, but it's in, I own the field, I own the idis, I own the benes, I own the price. No, but you have a schus to collect it from me. You have your schus, collect. I'll fix your wagon. I'll make sure you can't collect from me. I'll give it back. I'll do ishaskis. But be'etzim, memela, it bolsters my kinin, my schus that I have in the field. Be'etzim is mine. You're trying to collect. I'll block your ability to collect from me. That's all very good over there because it's rightfully the lakeach. But over here, it's shleikidin. She doesn't deserve this. She's still married. Her husband's still alive. She has no right to collect in the dunya. She has no right to collect the ksuba. It's a mice exela ba'alma. She has no right. She has no schus in her kiyuzeh. So how could she invoke an ishaskis to do something that she like a din? You can invoke ishaskis to keep what you have kidin and block a gviya. But to use ishaskis, you better behave, because if not, I'm going to fix your wagon. So if I'm allowed to steal, you can't do that. She's the mice a gazlan. She has no right to this ksuba. She has no right to this nadunya. So the male over here, Bechlal, doesn't pass ishaskis. You can't invoke ishaskis. And he says, that's what the Mefurshut Rama says. Rama is Messiah. What's the time? Adina Mamava, why? She has no right to accuse that. She has no right to it, then she has no right to claim ishaskis. The male over here, Bechlal, won't pass ishaskis. Sorry? Oh, once she would be divorced, and a chanami, then and a chanami. Yeah, no, and a chanami. So then, loy tizav nechayshin teres, he wouldn't have. And a chanami. You're right. All right.
Why did the sugya of Avinu Melech? The thing, this malva was going to lose it. So she comes and she says, she's basically a mafu zita shalyam. Why can he have a right to it?
Zutu shalyam, I mean. With the goyim, we're going to do it shalay kenin.
You know what happened when something goes into the court system.
All right. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's mamish zutu shoyam. It's hefka ready.
It was lost.
They're going to collect from it. They have a schus. If a guy has a second position on the choiv, so he's automatically, it's a zutu shoyam because it's the first position.
He didn't lose his choiv, but this thing that he has, he said court would have told him.
Right, correct.
He didn't have anything. If not for her, it would have been gone. So she saved it from being gone. Why doesn't she?
And that's it. It's already hefka. She was zeichem in a hefka.
Why not?
I don't know. It's already hefka. I don't know because it was never even if the goyim were going to take it. One goyim going to take it, but Torah's avud mimena. Goyim going to take it, but Torah's gviya. That makes it hefka. Whenever there are two bali choyves, so the first bal choy, it's a what is hefka? What is it? At any time it belonged to nobody. It belonged to hefka. It started off as the loyves, and goes to the first bal choyv. So every time there are two balechayiv, it all comes turn to hefka. Why hefka? It never went to hefka. It went from the loiva to the first balechayiv. So it went from the loiva to the goyisha creditors, and she intercepted.
Is it a sure thing that if not for her?
Yes, it's a sure thing.
It's
what? It's hefka?
Has no access to it.
Why? What does that mean? He was miyayish? You want to say he was miyayish? He wasn't miyayish because he knew that she's going to play the shtickle and take it away from the goyim. All right. Fine, let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. Siv Chav Hei. Let's see if we can cover Chav Hei, maybe in Chav Vav tonight. Let's see. Ein Bal Choyv Goyve Mixes Ishtai Ubonov Shaloyva. A Bal Choyv has no right to collect from the clothing of his wife, of the Loyva's wife and the Loyva's children. That means, till now we were talking about, he could take everything away from the Loyva, all his assets, whatever he has, leave him with the bare necessities. You don't even have to reckon with his wife and children. You don't have to leave them bare necessities. That's all if it's the money of the Loyvas. I come first. I'm the Malva. I have a right to all that money. But something that already belongs to the wife, her clothing, or belongs to the kids' clothing, that the Bali Choyv don't have a right to. They're not Meshubit. The wife and kids aren't Meshubit to pay off their husband or father's debt. It already belongs to the wife, so you now let her take their stuff. Not only that, you now let her take from the clothing that were dyed for the wife and children. Even though the wife and children didn't wear them yet, so didn't make a maisa meshika, a maisa kinyan, a proper maisa kinyan in them, still you have no right to collect from the clothing that are meyuchid for the wife and children. He went to the shoe store. He just bought his wife a pair of shoes, his kids a pair of shoes. And on the way home, it was intercepted by the malva, and the malva would like to take these shoes away. The wife and kids never wore these shoes. Still, you're not allowed to take these shoes away. And not from the svarim that the father is coming home from a svarim store. He just purchased svarim for his kids. They're learning Bava Metzia, this man, news man. He bought a Bava Metzia. Tough. You cannot take it away. He already bought it for his child. They already belong to wife and children. And Mamela hands off. You can't take these nechasim. That's the Pashur Chejman, anything that belongs to them. So now, what's the Chedush here? Well, many Chedushim. First Chedush is that clothing that my wife wears and clothing that my kids wear belong to them. I'm the Balabais, but it belongs to them. It's their clothing. Okay, that's one Chedush. And the second Chedush, which is a major Chedush, is even if they didn't wear it yet, they didn't make a Maisa Kinyan on it yet, I just bought it for them. It's as if they already own it, and it's off limits. That's the two L'chayr Chedushim of this Mechaba. Let's go back, just a little Hagdama. There's a Gemara. The Gemara has a major, you say this is a Keshayla. It's a Keshma Keshayla. If I send you to a store, here's money, buy me a shirt. And you go to the store and you buy the shirt. For me, who owns the shirt? You picked up in the store, you made a Maisa Kinyan, you made Agbah. Right now, I gave you the money, it's $20. Here's your $20. Go to the store. You gave the store owner my $20 to buy the shirt. You made the Agbah on the shirt for me. Who owns this shirt? So Bishloima, if you tell the store owner that you're buying it for me, so the store owner knows that he's being makna the shirt to me, to the Mishalech, no problem. A shlichus, a regular shlichus, a Nevada, the Mishalech already owns the shirt. But you didn't tell the store owner. He's not interested to know who you're buying the shirt for. He just wants to know, give me the $20 and you can have the shirt. So if the store owner doesn't know that you're buying it for me, how does that shirt become mine? So the Gemara has this shayla. So the Gemara has two tzadim. Very yisaydizik shayla, and it's la halacha yisaydizik shayla. The Gemara says, one tzar is that as long as, I sent you b'shlichus, mi odil l'balachitin, who told the Baal HaChitin that he should be makna? Who told the Baal HaShirt that he should be, the Sassela, to be makna to the Mishalech? It's not a problem. There's no such svara. Even though the seller doesn't know about it, but since the Koina, the Shliach, knows about it, and he purchased the shirt for me, it's my shirt. The Gemara is Rai is back and forth, and it's a major makhlech. The Gemara says, no, we do say miodiyah, that if the seller doesn't know he's being makna for the Mishalech, it will not belong to the Mishalech. It can't. If he doesn't know he's only being marked at the shliach owns it. Frek the Gemara, but we have a case of Erchen and Hegdish. A guy was makdish mois lebeis migdish, or Erchen, Erchalai. And now they're coming to collect. The halach is you can't collect from the clothing of the wife and kids of the person who said Erchalai. You can't collect. The Gizma has no right to collect. Erchen, the Hegdish has no right to collect. Frek the Gemara, Bishloima, if you hold that shlichus works, so good, so then it already belongs to the wife and kids. But if you hold that shlichus doesn't work because the makna didn't know to be makna to the wife and kids, so how does it work? So l'chayr, the wife and kids don't own it yet, so let the gizba go and collect from it. Let the baal chayv go and collect from it. And for the Gemara has a chiddush. It's na'aseh kimi she'ikna lehen me'ikara. It's na'aseh, it's as if the husband bought it, and immediately thereafter, Meikara, even before the Hegdash, before the Chayv, he immediately was makned already to the wife and kids. It was Nazir Ki'ilu that he was already makned to Ishtoi Ulabanov Meikara. That's the Gemara. So you have two Pratim Megara. Either works, Taka works as Shlikas, we don't care that the makned didn't know about it, or we do care, and it has to work with this new Nazir that I got it, and then I sold it to my wife. Well, then I was makna into my life. I mean, the nafkamina just in Lomdis is, was it a direct kinyan straight from the seller directly to my wife? And I'm not involved at all. I'm not the go-between. It went straight from the seller to my wife. It was never in my possession at all. Or no, I first bought it, and just nasa automatically, a second later, I was makna to my wife and kids, even before they made a ma'aseh kinyan.
Well, Arabs say we can't do that.
Oh, very good. We're going to get to it. Well. But those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. So the Rashba over there says, how does this work? How does Na'aseh work? What does that mean? Just explain it. So the Rashba first started off saying maybe it's a lay bezna masna, that we don't want to leave the wives and children high and dry without any clothing. So lay bezna masna, that whenever you're being maktish, or whenever you have a balchoiv or erchin, we are masna, as if we plug in this makshava that you are matne to your wife and kids. It's a takonas chachamim. Then the Rashi brings the right from Gemara Ksubas. You can't say it's a takonas chachamim like that, because there's nothing. He has a right from the Gemara Ksubas that even without being makdish and without a balchoy, we also say it already belongs to the wife and kids. So therefore, the Rashi says a new thing. It's meikadin, and it's anan sahadi that the husband for sure wants to be makdish to his wife and kids. In fact, the Rashi says, "What you have anan sahadi?" But poof, where's the kinyan work? Where's the ma'aseh kinyan? She was never koineh from her husband. Who is zoicha for her? How does it work? So the Rashba says, since daitai kreivel and harbi, since the husband's das is very kreivel to the wife and kids, it works automatically. It makes it as if he was zoicha for them. Goma daitai in this hakna and vizchil liknois. He has a gemiris das, it's a non tzadi, he has a gemiris das to be magnet, and then he's the zoicha for his wife and kids at the same time. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we find such a concept. And Mamel, that's how the Rashba says this Gemara works. It works. It's Anan Tzadi. For sure he wants to be Maknet, and he's the Maknet and the Zeicha for his wife.
But they're all Sarah HaShulchan. This whole thing, they're all Sarah HaShulchan.
Right.
Everything belongs to him, but so what is Matana?
Right, it's a Matana. If he buys them clothing.
It's Matana Lafuket. If that child is a Matana, that's not in his Rishus anymore.
Correct. Already belongs to wife and kids.
Belongs to wife and kids belongs to him. If they find him, it belongs to him.
No, not exactly. Because if a third party gives the wife a thing, but if the husband gives his wife a matana, that works. That taka belongs to the wife. If a husband gives, a father gives a matana to the kid, well, taka belongs to the kid. It's only if a third party gets it, and then the father wants it. But here, he's saying, well, I want to give it to you. So he's giving it to them. So it works this nasa. As a zakhtaraj.
By
Balchav,
you're
going
to say the same drasha that he's able to avoid the Balchav by giving it like that?
He gave it already. He gave it to the wife and kids. No, it's not his money anymore. It belongs to the wife and kids. Even if he gave it after, but if let's say you have a balchay and the lover takes his shirt and sells it to someone else, you have to have metalton and not meshubit. Can't you have a shibit on? But metalton, you don't have a shibit on.
A matan also.
If he gives it away, he gives it away. We're going to see baltasma. We have a case, maybe not. Fine. Now, the problem is that still, how does it work? By everything that doesn't work. And if you look in the Rashba and Gittin, your Gemara Mabez brings down that same sugya in Avodah Zarah that the Rashba over here was bringing a raya from. And he says that it's only takonas chachamim. Because there's no such thing. You can't be a makna and a koina. You can't wear two hats at the same time. You can be a makna, someone else could be a koina, someone else could be a zeicha. But you can't be the makna and the zeicha bevazachas. So memela can't work. You can't be makna to your wife and be zeicha for your wife from yourself and do everything yourself. That's what the Rashba says over there in Gittin. The Rashba over here sounds like it's ikadin. It could be much and say the Rashba just means over here that's midin anan tzadi, not lay bez namas. No, we know that it's kavana, but it's still at the end of the day only a takonas chachamim. Either way, those are two pshatim in the Gemara. La halacha, there's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that shlichus works, even though the seller didn't know that you're giving it to the mashaleach. An otaka work, and right when you bought it, already belongs to the wife and kids. Other rishonim take the other extreme and say no, that kozman the seller doesn't know who you're buying it for, it cannot go to the mashaleach. It has to belong to the shliach. And then you have like the middle shita, like the Rosh, who hold that if the Mishalech gave his own money, sent the Shliach with the Mishalech's money, and the Shliach was just doing a Maisa Kaif, he walked into the store and gave that $20 bill, so then it goes to the Bala Mais, and the Mishalech will own it. But when the husband's buying clothing for his wife and kids, and he's paying it with his own money, not with the wife and kids' money, then for sure we're going to be stuck and have a problem. How could it belong to the wife and kids? Must be it first goes to the husband, and then it's Nasa as if he was Makna to his wife and kids. So you have three Shitas Rishonim. All cases that seller doesn't know, huh?
Yeah, but if he's buying things for his kids or for his wife, he knows he's not wearing it. He knows it's not for himself.
Yeah, but does he know who he's buying it for? Which kid is he being magnet for? I don't know. Maybe he's buying it and he's going to give it. Maybe he's giving it as a matana to someone else.
What does he care who he's doing matana? He's doing matana to anyone.
He just sees you.
He doesn't have das to be makted to one person. That's okay.
Minastam, that we see in the Gemara. Minastam, you plan on being makted to the person who's paying you in front of you, unless you're told otherwise. So minastam, that was your kavana. And that's a shayla in the Gemara. Maybe that's goofy to shayla in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, it's a machlokes as Yishenem how we paskin. So basically, when we read this sif, we can learn the sif two ways. Either it goes directly to the wife and kids because he bought it for the wife and kids, or we learn, no, it went to him first, and automatically it belongs to the wife and kids. Also, it's nasa kimi shekna. A second later, it now goes from the loiva to the wife and kids. Mamela the Baal Chayiv is abe. He can't get to it because it already belongs to the wife and kids.
Even on the ones that they're wearing already, or this whole kasha?
This is only kasha, 100%. I have to point out, very good. It's only if they didn't wear it yet. Once they wear it, and they did a merim, they did a meshicha, akba, whatever they did, then it's already theirs. But the chiddush here that avopi. L'chayiv and Kedanim could do a zechiv for them. Oh, Kedanim do a kinyan themselves. They wear, if they're putas, if they're 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever the sheer putas, if they're a little older, you're right. If they're kitne Kedanim, then they don't have a maize kinyan. Maybe with das acheres makta, they could. You can handle with cheshboinus. All right, fine. At the end of the day, bottom line is, it belongs to the wife and kids, either directly or it's stuffed off at the husband first, and then there was a nasa that it went to the wife and kids. So now let's read a smat. The smat says, in the middle of Sifkat Nuntes, he says like this. So look at the mamish at the last line of the previous page. Afilu hikna loy metaltuli agav kaka v'asa oikana len achava ena goivemen davale kilulava v'akana ummacha deim bachayv goivemem. Good. Even if you're makne to the Baal Chayiv Shibud Matatul and Agav Karka, but when the loiva then went ahead and purchased these assets after the Halva and then gave it away to his wife, it's off limits to the Baal Chayiv. Amisham Hachi Kosavatur B'Shem Ramban, it's a Taisaifa Lukhay, it's a Ramban, Dim Shibud Lamalva Matatuli Agav Karka. V'kam kosev loy da'akni, that even all the future Matatul that I'll buy are Meshubud to this loan. The goyva isai miyad ishtai. If the baova had a chiv, had a shibud on the loiva that he's going to collect, not only his karka, but matal to the agav karka, and not only the assets that he owns now, but even all the future assets that the loiva will ever purchase are also mishibud to this chayv, then the shibud is chal, and now if the husband takes it and gives it away to his wife and kids, the malva will be able to collect. Because the malva shibud was kadam, like we were almost talking about. The malva shibud was kadam because he came first. I said, the sma. Continues, so how come the Mechaber doesn't bring this down? The Mechaber is Shemitah. Why didn't the Mechaber bring down this Chiddush? Of a Prisha Kasafti, the nearly, the Mishum Hachi is Shemitah, Mishum Da'achrenim Zal Tiknu, Sha'af Misha Kaisiv Lebal Chayiv Da'akni, because now with Da'achrenim already Masakin, that even if you write a Shibud of Da'akni, all the future things you're going to buy, Do Lo Yigbe Metaltalim Shemacha, still the Baal Chayiv has no right to collect from the Metaltalim that the Loiv is sold off, Mishim Takonet Hashor, because the poor innocent buyer who bought these Metaltalim weren't aware that there's a Baal Chayiv in the closet that preceded me and is going to take it away from me. So therefore, to prevent that atakonas hashok, if a loiva sells off his metaltalim, the malva has no right to collect those metaltalim. Ukumashukasav atuva makabel lael, reisim esamef ukufye beis. And then he goes, has a problem. V'afshe belove v'love, when you're talking about only two loivim, like tiknun takonas hashok, takonas hashok was only for loichim. V'afshe kodam amucha v'gav avim metaltalim amukdom chayz v'goivim miyadu kachukasav leidakni, the first baal chayv who have precedence, she has a din like a lakech, over lakuchus lachilku, over kulam tiknu mishum takonis ashok. So at the end of the day, Zok Tisma, what you're going to have is a takonis ashok, and that's when Machaba left it out, that the takonis ashok you cannot collect from this isha, because even if you wrote the akni, and you mashab and talta gakaki, because the isha, innocent isha buyer, was unaware. A Mekabel Matana was unaware that you have this Shiba to somebody else, Matalka V'agav Kaka, and Mamela, she has a right to keep the clothing, and the kids have a right to keep the clothing. As is Dr. Sma. Mamela is very geschmack. The Ksais points out that the whole Sma's Hanacha, that agav karka would work, and it's got just saying, it's in the chorus from the Sefer Chumash b'shem the Rabban, and if you look in the Rabban, Rabban himself makes this cheshbon, is only if you learn, like the teretz, that the first the husband bought it, it stops off at the husband, and then it's nasek hilu went to the wife. So the memela, the Baal Chayv says, what do you mean? You already meshubed that whatever you're going to buy goes to me first. So then it's a tzad to say that the Baal Chayv has a right to collect and give even from the isha. But if you learn like the other teretz of the Gemara, shlichusei ka'avid, and it goes directly from the seller right to the isha, and the husband doesn't stop off at the husband at all, so who cares that the husband's meshabed anything he's going to buy to the Baal Chayv? The husband didn't buy this. The husband never owned this. Never. Only to the other teretz, Nasa, the husband owned it for a split second, and then it went to the wife. So then the shibud's chal. But if you learn like the other teretz, Nasa, the husband never owned it even for a split second. So Mamela, it's not meshubed to the Baal Chayv. So it's very gishmak where the mechaba left it out. Because maybe the mechaba was choshish for the other shittas v'shoinim. So major mevucha, how we paskin. That's a ksoisiz eitzah. All right. Fezois to sma, rak shebezmanenu tiknu ligbois mizem mishum haramoyim. It's like going back and forth with takonis. They had a takona to a mechava zakona, takonis hashok, that we don't let the Baal Chayv go after the lekuchas. Even though he did the akne, even though he's meshab mental to the act of karka. So at this moment, but bezmanenu, we're worried about ramayim. What will happen? Every time the Baal Chayv wants to collect from the loiva says, oh, I sold it to my wife. I gave it to my wife. You know, certain people I know, I don't have a phone. My wife has a phone. I don't have a phone. You know, like everything's on my wife. So I already gave it to my wife, so it's off limits. So prevent Ramoyim from playing the shtickle against the Baal Chayv. They were masakin back again. They were masakin that the Baal Chayv have a right to go if the assets of the husband was magnet to their wives and kids.
It works on everything, or it only works on ksus and the Gadol Tzvuim? Mechaber only says it works on certain items. You can give a house to your wife, you can give everything.
If you're magnet lahedi to my wife, for sure it will work. We're going to get to see how, where it starts, but yes, but let's say it's just minastam that I purchased it, and if I mamish macked it to my wife, for sure now it belongs to my wife. So what should I do? So I don't own it anymore. What do you want to do for me?
This is with acne or this is without acne?
What?
This takana.
This takana sounds like it's across the board. Not only that, some bring down the takana. Right, if you don't have a da'akni, then we have a problem, because if it wasn't around at the time of the chayv. It was around at the time of the chayv. If the shibud was chal, once you have to first establish that the shibud was chal. Once the shibud is chal, then they made a takana that the loiva has no right to be mavriach those assets. And they bring down the takana, not only by a wife and kids, some bring down the takana even if they sold it to a lekuchas. We don't care about takana to lekuchas, because we're worried about ramayim, because everyone will just sign off assets to somebody else. Oh, I don't have it. I already gave it away. So if to prevent that from happening, they undid that, and they now allowed you to collect even from lekuchas. That's what the Sma says. However, if you look in the Kesef HaKadoshim, in the previous page, Gam lefi ha'takon shekosav ha'sma, mishum ramoim, ligvus miksus ishto, and he writes in parentheses, ke'eis ha'takonois mefukfakois. He's not clear on this takana, if this, what the Sma ends, that they made it, bezmanenu tiktav ligbos mishum ramayim, if that's applicable today. And there's a Guinness Radim, a Chuvis Guinness Radim, he says, lahedin, cheshmishma simen hei, Dalid, he says, ba'asrin leinagokain, we don't have this minig of the Rama, of the Sma, of takanas ramayim. And he says, b'chalu shchich ramayis, on clothing, shchich ramayis, where you think that he's going to take the clothing away from his wife and kids, and leave them high and dry without any clothing. It's not mestavro. And then there's a ruach chaim. He goes even further. We don't care about this takana for the ramayim. So you have a bunch who don't care about the takana. So once you don't care about the takana, so now we're back to the step before. So the step before is that once you sell it off, then it's out of the reach of the Baal Chayv. So anything you give to the wife, you can give it to your wife. Everyone, there was once a dinteri that came back to haunt this guy. This guy was a Baal Chayv. So he wrote off his assets to his wife's name. And then he got divorced. And he said, it was only, 1 second. But you just told the Baal Chayv for an Edom. You just told this Baal Chayv, you don't own it. It belongs to your wife. So that Baal Chayv, two Edom already are saying that you told them it belongs to your wife. That's it, it's over. It belongs to your wife. He came back to haunt him. All right, fine. Now, you want to know, does this work on everything? So, Grado, there's a Machlekes Rishonim over here. You know such a story too? Yeah, it's her name. Yeah, all right. The Maita over here, the Machava has a case of Svarim Shekana Labonov. Even the Svarim Shekana Labonov. So if you look, so Machlekes is Shoinim. The Rebbe Salon holds like that, but the Turin Sefer Truman says, no, Svarim Shekana Labonov won't belong to your kids, it belongs to the father, and you'll have a right to collect from them. And make a long story short, what seems to be the Machlekes going on here is this Takana, or this Naaseh Kemi Sheikna Leishtay Olabonov, which was said by Ksus and Sandolim, was it said across the board, everything? Even he buys farm for his kids, it's also Naaseh Kemi Sheikna, Chazal made this Takana, if it is a Takana, where we have this Anan Tzadi that is automatically belong to the kids, you want to know someone else here that belong to everything, all his homes, okay, everything? Or it's only for Mamish Dvarm Hechreichim Ad Moed, like Mamish Aksus and Sandolim, things like that. And that's what's going on in the Machloikis. The Mechaba is a little more bright, and he says it includes farm. Anything that you buy for your family, and wife, and kids, oh, that's already Nasa, already belongs to your kids. And the other Rishayim seem to have a limited focus in this Takon, that it's Nasa, that it's only Dvarm Hechreichim, like clothing, and it won't work for other things. I just want to point out one more thing before we go weiter. When it talks about Svarm, we know once I'm on this topic of Svarim, even though the Mechaba paskins that the Baal Choyv has no right to collect them, and it does already belong to the kids, however, we have two already. There's a Ulam HaMishpat and a Leiv Maven. They both taina that Hayyos is a Machlekes Rishonim. It's Sveika Dedina Leinafkis, and we could taina Kimli. Memeil if the Malva will chap and make a tefisa on this farm that he bought for his kids, then the Malva will win. The Malva has the right to keep it because he could say, I go like the other Rishonim, that the kids don't own it yet, and Memeil I could keep it. It's Yitochein that even the tour, the even set of Rishonim would be Moido if he already gave it to his kid and his kid already made a Maisa Akbar and Mara Meshich. It's only at this point, before it got to the kids, the only one to invoke a Nasa, there we don't say a Nasa. But once you gave it to the kids, it's possible. You could say it's from Lakan Akan, but you could say that already of other the kids made a Maisa Kinyan, and then it's off limits, and it doesn't belong to the Loiva. Sorry, even Katan and Pashas. Oh, we're going to get to it. Well, let's go. Let's move on to Tzichavav. Let's try to chaperine Tzichavav. I know we have only like 10 minutes left, and we'll hopefully discuss hand-me-downs. Okay. If they're talking about big day choyl, weekday clothing, a big day Shabbos umoyed, which are very choshev, goyva isam bal choyv, the bal choyv has a right to collect them. What's the svara? When the husband bought clothing for his wife, if it's cheap clothing, big day chayel of adi that he gave to his wife, because in tight you can keep it. But now you're talking about clothing, with achoshev, expensive clothing, he never intended to be maknet to his wife. He intended his wife could use it, of adi, she could wear it. But whenever he needs the clothing, he has a right to sell it. If he has to raise capital, he has a right to pay off his bali chayvis with it. He never intended to be maknet, even big day Shabbos, to his wife and kids. V'yesh kolkim, and others argue and say, yes, even Big Day Shabbos he intended to be maknet to his family. Then the Mechaber continues, v'ein tzorach loymo, im hoya bem tabois, klizov, kesef, jewelry, silver, trays, koises, expensive stuff, that shakol bal choyv, that's poshet, that he never intended to be maknet to his wife. And the Smah points out, that the Yesh Cholkim, the Ramos inserted the Yesh Cholkim only by Big Day Shabbos. That means even the Ramos Moido, that when it comes to jewelry and clay kesef and clay zav, that it belongs to the husband and the Baal Choyv has a right to collect from them. It's only by Big Day Shabbos that Ramos argues. So comes out at this point, if a husband gave a nice diamond ring, a kveis, a 10th anniversary present to his wife, she could wear it. She could use it, but it's not hers. And if he wants, he could sell it. If he wants, he could pay off his bali chavis with it. Even if he doesn't want to, bali chavis has a right to collect it because it's his assets. It's his nechosim. But male and bali chavis are entitled to it. Isaiah comes out from the Mechaba. Even after he gave it to his wife, because as far as he only gave it to his wife to use, he didn't give it to his wife loylam vod.
Same thing with houses and everything else. Pashas also, no.
What's the case?
An asset, a house. You
have to know what the kavan is. You have to know. I mean, depending if he told all the bali chavis that it belongs to her. So maybe you have to know. You have to know. But you have to, let's first finish out. But All right, now v'husha kana la habal, provided the baal bought it for us. So now here you have interesanta cheshbin. You have over here that by chosh v'zachin, that's already more problematic. The Urim says that even if you hold that big day Shabbos, you can't collect from that big day Shabbos. Sorry, even if you hold that big day, like the Mechav, that big day Shabbos, you would never makna to your wife. And the Baal Chayv has a right to collect from it. But Zok the Urim, if the Baal now tainis, I'm moida, that I was makna to my wife. I'm telling you, normal husbands are stingy and don't give their wife big day Shabbos. But I really gave my wife this big day Shabbos, and therefore you can't come and collect that those clothing. The Baal would be Neman. Is that like to Urim? He says he has a migo, because if he could always be makted to his wife right now. He can makted to his wife, and then the Baal won't be able to collect from it. Mamela, then he's sorry? I could give it away now and you're going to be stuck. So Meila, believe me that I already gave it to my wife. Then he's much as that maybe he can't, maybe it's too late, because the Baal Chayv already has a Sheba Da'akni on it, a Metaltalin. So even though you have a Takonis Halakuchas, but not right now when the Baal Chayv is already coming to collect, so everyone knows why he's doing it, and the Isha herself knows that it's the Baal Chayv is trying to get it, so there is no Takonis Halakuchas. He mutches over there. Sorry? Even a Matana, yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, sorry?
Mois.
What Mois?
Gives a gift, money.
Yeah, gives it. Why not?
So the Shiva doesn't go on there?
Correct. It's also Mois is Mudalton. Once you give it away, it's not yours anymore, so you can't get Takaran Salakuchas. If I would go to you and I'd say, you know, someone bought groceries in your store, paid you $400 before Yontif, it was my $400, and if I want it, because he was my Baal Chayv, you're going to give it to me? No, right? Takalim salakuchas, right? Takalim salakuchas. What do you mean? You can't do business like that. Everyone's going to buy you out. And then all the credits will come. You'll end up with Captain giving back all the money. You can't do that, right? Okay, hold on. But we're going to hopefully get to it a drop. But fine. So the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, Aruch HaShulchan Paskins Lamaisa, that you never to say you gave it to the wife and clothing, provided you said it before the Baal Chayv came. But if you said it only after the Baal Chayv came, then you're not Neman, and then the Baal Chayv would be allowed to collect it. However, Bizmanenu, Zok to Aruch HaShulchan, Bizmanenu, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Avada, Big Day Shabbos, and even jewelry, anything that's on the body of the Isha, we're not talking about, you know, fancy silver dishes or whatever, silverware, flatware, but any jewelry that she wears, avada, the kavana of the husband, is to be maknet to her, lo me'ad. It's for sure hers, in ganzin, forever. And the Baal Chayv don't have a right to collect from it. Bizmanena. Our society, and it's mixed, I think our society follows that, Aruch HaShulchan, that the kavana certainly is that it belongs to the wife. When I stress lo miyad, is because the Gemara has a svara that even stuff that you are makna, even big day choyel, that you are makna to your wife, you're only makna to your wife that she could have it cause man she's married. But once she's divorced, when she comes in almana, then you want it back. There's such a svara, and Mevela Piskei Tshuva brings down over here, in Sifkot Nirbeis Hashem Mishpat, that Hardenu gave him Mixasisha and the Dafka Kishehova Haloiva Bechayim, but once the Loiva dies and the Baal Chayv has a right to collect from the Big Day Chayil that the wife was wearing, because he never was makted to his wife Lomayad, only calls man she's married to him because he wants it to look nice. But once he's divorced or he's dead, then it doesn't belong to her, goes back into the estate. But Dr. Khashokhan, Bizmanenu, we don't go with the Shamish. Bizmanenu, we are makning the clothing to the wife, even Big Day Shabbos, even jewelry, la'omayad. And Dr. Khashokhan says that even for children, and that I take issue with, because at least the families I'm familiar with, the oldest child outgrows the clothing, then you give it to the next child. It's hand-me-downs. It's a very normal situation. If I gave it to my 10-year-old son, how do then do I take it and give it to my next son? I would have to ask him permission.
If your daughter, and the next one, like, you'll hear about it.
If she outgrew it?
Why does my
I only have one daughter, so I don't have that problem yet. So anyway, so l'chayra, I agree that bizmanenu, certainly the minig by a wife is the kavanah to give it to Olam Miyad. That should be a gift. You're giving her a present. You're not giving, oh, she could wear the diamond ring, but, you know, only for the meantime. That wasn't the kavanah. But if I want to sell it, that wasn't the kavanah. But when it comes to kids' clothing, I think it's poshet that a hand-me-downs and your kavanah is not to be makneh to the kids. I would say bizmanenu, that's certainly the minig. It has enough coming to many things when we talk about, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, kids lose it. You have to dan, it's a kids, it's a father. It happens to a lot of things. Who owns this item? So you guys, we would discuss by Hashavas Aveda, we have a way out because I gave it to the kid to wear, so it's like an Aveda Midas. Okay, the Achishmain is out of it. But in Lamdis, L'chayr, the clothing still belong to the father, but yes, jewelry and Big Day Shabbos belong to the wife. Oh, we're going to get to it. Let's now talk about before the chasna. Avol, zakta machava, ma sheichnisa loy, what she brings into the chas to the marriage. Bein nixin maloy, bein nixin tzein bazel, ein bal choyv goyvim mimeno, the bal choyv has no right to collect from it. Im yudua, shehu mima sheichnisa hi. If it's known that she brought it in. So if we know that it's hers, then she wins. Oy mimasha posakala baal b'shas nesu'un. If he nemdon b'shas takzubere is going to give it her clothing, so why did those clothing belong to her? Because he was mechayiv himself b'shas takzuba. V'im eino yidua. However, if it's unknown, if it was hers or not, v'eino yidua he ne'emenes. She's nemenes to say it was her begadim, but begadim v'takshitim, provided she derech ha'isha lachnas labayla, provided it's the derech for her to bring it into the household. If it's a normal item that she normally brings in a trousseau into a marriage, then she's nemenes to say it's hers, Dr. Shach, sivkon yites, b'shua, ken kaz vator, but she has to make a shua. She's not nemenes without a shua. However, if what she brought in the Nadin wasn't clothing, wasn't silverware, wasn't items, but was money, Balchayv gave him a hand. Balchayv has the right to collect from him because the second she brought it in, it's nitna lahitza, it already belongs to the husband, and now the Balchayv already has a right to collect from this money. So, Dr. Amrav, Yeshemrin, Dimikom Makim, and my dying hand Nadunya Bishasa. However, if a dying the Nadunya is by her, or Bishasavia, or by her father, the father, that the shred didn't give it yet, ein balchayv goyve mehen. The balchayv can't collect from it. And the chiddush is, and the achrayna mutcher, what do you mean? It should be shibudir amnasim. The shver promised a nadin to the eidim, so he owes the money to the eidim. And the eidim is in hak and owes the money to the malva. So the malva could go right to the shver and shibudir amnasim. You owe it to the eidim. The eidim owes it to me. Let me collect. Who cares? It's still by the shver. And they mutcho to roots him how to get out of this kasha. But the mice is dosh date, yes, you can get out of the dosh date that you can't collect it if the father-in-law didn't give it yet. Vafilu nishba baila, even if the husband was captive, Rachmano Litzlan, upadu, and people were generous enough to redeem him, and so now he owes them the money that they laid out to redeem him. Ein chayzen v'goyvin meila nechazim, they have no right to go, these redeemers have no right to go and collect from the Nadunya that's still by her or by the father, by the Shver, before giving it to the husband. Once it was given to the husband, then yes, but before it was given to the husband, not.
Why is
it a chayv? It's a chayv, he owes me back the money. It's Reish Samach Dalet, I gave it out, Das Kain. It has, again, a whole sugya of that, but let's just talk about the regular, a certain Pashas, the case is that yes, you have a right to go collect it. So now, if he gave it to collect, so now he owes me the money, and I don't have a right to collect from this Nadunya that's him. Some say that the reason I can't go Shibudan Nasin is because Adas Kain, the Shven, was never Menadev this Nadin. If he knows the son is in law is in Hak, and he's going to give it away to Bali Chavis. Not the Svara. Whatever the Svaras are, but Dosh State, that you can't go ahead. I just want to go back to one Nakuda here. I see that I skipped something. Going back to Siv Chav Hei, when we talk about one of the cases of the Mechaba is even Begodim Shetzavam Lishman. And if you look in, what does that mean? Begodim Shetzavam Lishman, you died it on their behalf. Zokta Sma and Siv Kotin Samak, Pirish. Afilo like Konu Lishman. You didn't buy it directly from the seller Lishman. You bought the clothing, let's say for yourself, you bought material. And then afterwards, or El Argun, you weave the old material, you first have material, and you weaved it into clothing, you created the clothing yourself, a Kana Latzman, the Achakak, and only afterwards, Nimlach Leyachtam Leishtai, afterwards you decided to be Miyachet these clothing Leishtai, Vitzavan Leishman, and then you dyed it to the colors, to her preference, she likes certain colors, so you dyed it to her colors, Zachu Behen, the wife and kids already own it, Ba'ashinu Ve'engoyve Mehen, and they'd have no right to collect from it. That's the case that Shatavim Lishma means. Not only didn't you win a case when you bought it for them, but even if you bought it for yourself and then you would survey it for them, that's also going to now belong to them. And this Sma is already, it's a Maktadik, and the Urim says like that. The Ksois argues, it's a Ksois, and Tzivkot Nidalit argues, and he says, what type of kinin is this? Bishlam, if you buy for me, so it's Shlichis or it's Nasa, but you bought it for yourself. And then you would survey it for me. It was Nasa Shinui. So what is a Shinui? Shinui is Kaina. Shinui is Kaina for a Gazan. A Gazan who steals makes a Shinui. Shinui is Kaina. But if you're not a Gazan and you do a Shinui, Shinui is not Kaina. Even Umun Kaina Bishaklis or Umak like is. No, you can't just be Kaina just because you're Mashanit. So how did the change Rishuyas from you to your wife just because you would solve on Lishman? That's the Ksais's problem. Maisidor Kashukum Pasans like the Sma, so the Pashas and Gemara's like that. It doesn't answer the Ksais's Kasha, but that's how he comes out that yes, like the Sma, that even if you just survey Lishman, and you have to say, Lechoy, what you have to say is the Sma's going in the terrace of the Gemara, Nase, means Shlichas doesn't pass over here. But it's Nase Kamisha Hiknala and Meikara. And Chazal understood that that Anan Sahadi, they have a Nase Kamisha Hiknala and Meikara, works even when you do a Maisa Shina of today, Lishman. So you're showing clearly, you're doing a Maisa that you certainly wanted to go to your wife. So then they made this Takana Nase Kamisha Hiknala Lishman as well. So Lachay, like that Teretz, and we have an Eitz. Otherwise, the Taka, it's a share what's going on. It seems like from this man, you see from the previous man also, when this man held the whole chedron of the acne, you see that he held it was Nasa. It didn't go directly from the seller to the wife, otherwise the shibud by the Baal wouldn't start. The acne wouldn't help. Otherwise, he understood the Teretz and Nasa. It first went to the husband and then went to the wife. In Nasa, you could say this word, Tzavon Lishmon. But like I said, this holding a Nasa is not across the board. It has to be something which is a Dove Achrechi. Clothing, Mechab says even Tzvarim, and that we said is Makhloiket, but we don't say Nasa in every single item. It has to be something which is Anan Sa'adi, he for sure wants it to be theirs, and he sure is giving it to them. It's only on Dvar Mechrechim Admoid. All right, Rabbi, so we're going to stop over here. Belina de Oit Chazoin, hopefully, next week, maybe we'll have the ability to finish the Simen. All right, 10 o'clock next week again. A good tovach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.